Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's our next to last live transmission of 2010. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to attempt to focus and cover all of this news in front of me coming up in the next segment. Then we have Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com coming on to talk about the economy, the TSA, the political conflict, the rise of liberty in the face of the accelerating tyranny, his forecast where he sees that going, of course, former chief of staff for Ron Paul, and much more, Lou Rockwell. And then Jim Mars, haven't had him on in a while, probably a year or something. Love Jim Mars. We're going to have him on the same issues, the economy, world events, new 9/11 information. We'll take your phone calls when both men join us today. Lou Rockwell and Jim Mars coming up today. Should be extremely informative talk radio. I have the economic stack. I have the anorexia stack here. That's big in the news with the model that they use to advertise against anorexia dying. And that ties into this whole culture of brainwashing and all these illnesses that are basically being generated by television mind control, all these new mental illnesses. We'll also get into the White House agenda for this year and next year. They're promising to go ahead with the global warming taxes. They're promising to go ahead with the government health care and the death panels. And that all on the heels of this headline. Swede told he had cancer and forced to have his genitals, his penis removed, amputated, following a year of misdiagnosis. And this is standard eugenics, standard death panel. They know you got cancer. They tell you, go ahead and go until it's too late and it kills you. And they've been caught in England doing this. They've been caught all over Europe doing it. And here's another example. I've seen Tony Blair, back when he was prime minister, admit it in the House of Commons that people have a brain tumor that's almost 100% operable. If it's done in the first few months, they'll make them wait a year and a half and they die. And you got Bill Gates, you know, admitting that this is what this is all about. And the average person just can't get their mind around it because it's so diabolical. I thought we'd look at that. We're looking at the economy, at the fact that government can't and won't and never does protect you when there's big events, whether it's Katrina or the situation that we're seeing right now in the Northeast, now a week into being completely snowed in, and a lot of deaths being generated by this. And the government's too busy out there still writing tickets, though. I've got reports they're still getting tickets, or, you know, squeezing the petty slaves. But, hey, you're stuck 9 hours having a baby, begging for help in the middle of downtown. They're not going to come help you. The baby's going to die because there's some money needs to be raised to pay those offshore banks. Of course, they tell the cops, hey, we're going bankrupt. You got to squeeze to get more money for your paycheck. Never explain to the police that the lion's share of the money's going offshore. Now, that's how this psychology works with government minions across the board. And the same things happen in countless third world nations. The taxes go up and up. The regulations go up and up and up, always in the name of keeping the government afloat when it's designed to implode the government into abject total poverty and debt that can never be paid back. I keep seeing news articles about, oh, can the Fed stave off total depression? Can Satan save your soul? This is designed on record to give them all the power and the money. It's designed to wreck the economy. And I know as an audience, you know that. You've seen their quotes, their statements, the plans they've written up. But the media now is starting to admit we're in a depression. But they're saying the answer is the bankers. They will save us. They're trying. They're working hard. They're very loving people. And they've got your best interest at heart. And if you believe that, well, I'll be happy to sell you Saturn or the moon or any other constellation you wish. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is the next to last live transmission of 2010. Thank you for joining us today. We do have Jim Mars joining us as well as Lou Rockwell live today. I'm going to dive straight into the news. But there's a story up at PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson, naked wheelchair protester targeted by TSA over buttocks. Agents single out woman who stood up to airport tyranny, banning her from flying. They're now saying when she tries to fly again that her buttocks look strange and maybe a bomb and she can't fly. You really cannot make this type of stuff up. That's what News 6 in Oklahoma City is reporting, that they say that the unusual contour of her buttocks area, she's now banned from flying for the shape of her buttocks. Now, this is not a joke. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds crazy. It's designed to be crazy. This is psychological warfare. When they can set the precedent to do bizarre things, like say if you support Ron Paul, you may be a terrorist and you're going to be spied on. When the government can arrest students for having Luden's cough drops that aren't even over the counter. They're not even a drug. They're a candy. When they set the precedent to arrest you if you bring a plastic knife to put butter on your bread. This, quote, zero tolerance is about not using your own individual mind into terminations. It's about government minions, corporate minions, fully submitting to whatever corporate or government culture that they're basically put into. But I have the mainstream news here. The TSA says that the contour of the buttocks is not going to be allowed. So now, in the body scan, if they don't like the shape of your body, we also have mainstream reports, and I hate to talk about things like this, but I mean, I'm not normally into, like I'm never into potty humor and things like that, but I mean, it's not humor, it's serious. They are now singling women out and asking them and touching and asking what feminine menstrual things are. And it's all about you being trained that something's wrong with you. You're bad. Government is good. And there are legions, there are armies of bureaucrats, there are God. And again, this has all been on record, that they'd have face scanning cameras up nationwide and license plate reading cameras up nationwide and worldwide, that everything we're doing is being tracked in real time. It's all illegal, violations of federal and state law. The government doesn't care. They are setting the precedent to just break every law under the sun while creating new laws for the American people. In fact, Jaron, I had you repull it yesterday and then I never got to it. I want to cover those 14 things that show how Americans are being treated as criminals. I want to cover that first. Thank you, sir. That's from Monday and I haven't gotten to it yet and it's Thursday. It's been up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com since then. Thank you. In fact, let me just read this article now from the Economic Collapse blog. Almost everything is a crime in America except for government crime. Oh, you... Project Shad, thousands of times, nerve gas U.S. troops to death, sprayed them with radiation. Oh, no investigation, nobody gets in trouble. Oh, you're shooting up little kids with live syphilis? No investigation. Oh, you're taking foster kids in New York and strapping them down and testing pesticides on them till they die? New York Daily News? No investigation. Oh, DynCorp caught running giant child kidnapping rings? Chicago Tribune? Congressional hearing? Rumsfeld's asked about it? He says, we're not investigating. They're allowed to. He actually said that the company is not in trouble. I've played the clip. I mean, it's just pure mega evil out in the open. And they're going to have telescreens bossing us around and spying on your neighbors and just wall to wall super tyranny out in the open. They're just right up in our face saying this is the way it is. And we don't care what you think. And they're going to take your pension funds. Everything. I mean, we haven't even gone into the tyranny yet. This whole grid's being put in place to rob everybody. And the laughing yuppies are going to find out. And they're so cowardly. As this all happens, they're going to worship government even more. It will become even more religious to lick boots, to prostrate yourself before tyranny in a uniform. It is just going to be total degradation of the human spirit, because America is being judged. America loves the blood of 51 million dead babies, and now America is going to literally sink into hell. Now, on the other side of this, by the way, I was reading last night. In fact, I printed it in Aaron's office. There's a new show on MTV where they glorify how great and modern and cool and stylish abortion is for your average 13-year-old. That's the average age, is about 13 and a half in the demographics for Sumner Redstone's MTV. And parents put their children in front of it, learning how cool abortion is. It's so cool. Just like National Geographic had a big article about how cool it is that they have total tyranny in Singapore. I mean, the whole article is just like, man, it is awesome. And the first photograph in the article is a giant 1984 telescreen with a soldier on it with everyone arrayed before it with a high-tech all-seeing eye above them. In fact, let me just show it to TV viewers, if you don't believe me. I mean, it's just everywhere. They are just selling pure evil. Torture, secret arrest, every form of corruption is just being flaunted in our face. But then, all over the nation, federally funded checkpoints taking blood without warrants. It's now going nationwide, as we told you it would. Just like we told you TSA would go into the streets. Just like because it's all public. Going back to this January 2010 issue that I just came across last week, of National Geographic, they've got the They've got the photo here, the opening photo in the article about the Singapore model, and it is pure 1984. And then the whole article is about how great it is. There it is. All-seeing eye with a soldier in the middle of it, with everyone arrayed before it. And they describe it as horrible but wonderful, like slitting your wrist and getting into a hot bath. And the population has the lowest reproduction rate in the world, and how wonderful that is. Now they're all dying. I mean, it's just wonderful. Just totally wonderful. And, of course, how great the medical tyranny is, being scanned on the streets, and how you're executed for nothing, and just how good and how great this guy is, how he says we're all just animals in a social engineering control grid and that we want tyranny. He's the minister mentor, Lee Kuan Yew. Oh, it's so good. And how great it is that they're bringing in foreigners to replace the dying population. How the global plan is the model for the entire globe. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Just total sickness. Selling death as good. Now, continuing here, almost everything is a crime in America now. 14 of the most ridiculous things that Americans are being arrested for. And since I read this article a few days ago, and I remember all the articles they linked to, and this is the 14 examples, I instantly, just this week, had probably seen 20, 30 things far worse than even what's in this article. I mean, it's far worse. Doesn't it seem like almost everything's becoming a crime in America now? Americans are being arrested and charged with crimes for doing things like leaving dog poop on the ground, opening up Christmas presents early, not recycling properly, passing gas in class, or having brown lawns. But it is healthy for our society for the police to be involved in such silly things. It's not silly. It's training you that they're in your business, that telescreens are bossing you when you're at checkout lines, that they are going to intrude on you, and that that's the way it is. Every single day in the United States, inches closer to becoming a totalitarian society. I got news for you. There's still free speech limited, but everything else is already gone. That and the Second Amendment, they're coming after that. While there are some that would welcome the shift, the truth is that throughout history, the societies that have experienced the greatest economic prosperity have all had at least a certain level of freedom. Businesses thrive when people feel free to live and work. But see, they don't want competition. They want to consolidate. They want to shut down travel. They want to shut down tourism. They admit that's their plan. When a government tightens the grip too much, many people just start shutting down. That's exactly what they want. Just like places like North Korea, even though the rest of the world is sending them huge amounts of food, starvation is still quite common in the totalitarian regime. Yeah, I just wanted to add to that that, you know, for the average brain-numbed zombie that believes the police state's good and that thinks that what's happening in America is good, Democrats who didn't like it, now that Obama's in, they love it. Republicans that loved it under Bush, now that Obama's here, they don't like the police state because they think that if their party's in, it's somehow good. Your party, it's bought and paid for by offshore banks. Grow up. You understand? It's almost too late. It's too late if you keep sucking your thumbs for new listeners out there who are laughing right now. It isn't funny. Tyranny isn't funny. History isn't funny. And it just goes on to talk about totalitarianism and how we're becoming that. Now let's go into the 14 points they point out. Number one, a Michigan man has been charged with a felony and could face 5 years in prison for reading his wife's email. But then, because it is illegal. But the government does it openly and no one gets in trouble. I mean, see, that's the most dangerous part about this. Number two, a 49-year-old Queens woman. Well, let me go back. Just like they announced in Pennsylvania and other states that the government is watching you over your computers at home, and the schools are tying into the computers, watching kids in the shower, in their bed. And the school told on themselves, and they're proud of it. And then no one got in trouble. No one was charged. It's totally illegal. Absolute felony. They did it tens of thousands of times at one school, court records show, and no one gets in trouble. See? But you read your wife's email, she gets mad and calls the cops. Boom! Handcuffs, baby. You're gone. Oh, you're the 30 million illegal aliens, drunk driving, running around killing people? It's on record. They just let them go. You're a citizen? the book is thrown at you. See, it's a criminally organized system. That's what tyranny is. Tyranny is a world designed for criminals.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Homeland Security prison.
And time keeps dragging.
That's right, Land 3, Home of the Brave. Now the homeland, the lockdown homeland, with all these predatory defense contractor companies putting in the tracking grid, MIT admitting it's a prisoner grid for all of us, and the average person out there still sucking their thumb as the military-industrial complex owned by the big banks openly declares war on us and is massing huge paramilitary force against us. Wow. So, Michigan man charged with a felony could face 5 years in prison for reading his wife's email. 49-year-old Queens woman had bruises all over her body. We have links to the photos. After she was handcuffed, arrested, and brutally beaten by NYPD officers. So what was her offense? The officers thought that her little dog had left some poop that she didn't clean up. Number three, a 56-year-old woman who was once a rape victim refused to let airport security officials, not servants, feel her breast. So she was thrown to the floor, put in handcuffs, and arrested, and now banned from flying. Oh, yeah. And it's soon going to be banned from leaving your house. They admit that. I mean, Homeland Security says you're not going to leave your house without RFID tracker chip in your license. It's all public. It's total evil. But again, the average coward will never admit they're under attack, so they'll just say to themselves, good, I submit to it. Good, I submit to it. Drive to a checkpoint with cops with needles to take your blood. Good, I submit to it. They put more drugs in your water. Good, I submit to it. And when you get that diagnosis of cancer at 37, 38, you submit to it. You submit, you submit, you submit. They will not admit they're under attack, and they love it. Sorry. I'm ranting. In Milwaukee, one man was recently fined $500 for swearing on a public bus. Number five, several years ago, a 12-year-old boy in South Carolina was actually arrested by police for opening up a Christmas present early against his family's wishes. And you see, the family's trained to call the cops on their son. You know, don't spank your kid. Just call the cops. We'll throw them in juvenile. They can learn how to do drugs. In some areas of the country, it is now a crime not to recycle. For example, the city of Cleveland has announced plans to sort through trash cans to ensure that people are actually recycling according to city guidelines. That started 10 years ago in England, and now it's here. Number seven, a 12-year-old girl from Queens was arrested earlier this year and taken out of school in handcuffs for writing, Lex was here, 2-1-10, and I love my friends Abby and Faith on her desk. You know, why not just make her stay late and scrub it off? Number eight, back in 2008, a 13-year-old boy in Florida was actually arrested by police for passing gas in class. Number nine, the feds recently raided an Amish farmer at 5 a.m. in the morning because they claimed that he was engaged in interstate sale of raw milk in violation of federal law, selling it to his neighbors. Number 10, a few years ago, a 10-year-old girl was arrested and searched with a felony and charged with a felony for bringing a small steak knife to school. It turns out that all she wanted to do was cut up her lunch so that she could eat it. There was one of those this week where the dad and the girl, she was, by the way, one of the top students in the school about to graduate. They have matching lunch boxes. The mom got them. She took her dad's that had a small butter knife in it, but it was metal. Boom. She is probably not going to be able to graduate. She's in deep trouble. She's suspended right now. On the 18th of June, two Christians decided they would peacefully pass out copies of the Gospel of John on a public sidewalk outside a public Islamic festival in Dearborn, Michigan. And within 3 minutes, eight police surrounded them and placed them under arrest. Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens all the time now. And these cops have no authority. They just do it. And they like it. You tell them the Constitution, they start laughing. Those cops don't know it's the Constitution that protects their private property, their liberty, their freedoms, but they don't care. Because most of them are on steroids and have low IQs. By the way, that's in the news. They're now openly encouraging cops to inject roids. And up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they're paying to have the cops inject them. So look out, folks. Of course, they catch you on anabolic steroids, you're going to prison. But hey, that's how it works. Government is king, you're a slave. Government follows one rule, you another. Number 12, a U.S. district judge slapped a $500 fine on a Massachusetts fisherman, Robert J. Eldridge, for untangling a giant whale from its nets and setting it free. So what was his crime? Well, according to the court, Eldridge was supposed to call state authorities and wait for them to do it. See, the message is you don't do anything for yourself. The message is you're not allowed to do anything. Government has to do it. Like in England, you defend yourself with your fish in your own homes. They throw the book at you. You smash a vase over an intruder's head because you're disarmed. You go to jail. You've seen all those cases. The message is you don't do anything. We're criminal government. We don't like you defending yourself. Number 13, a food fight in a cafeteria may have gotten you detention. Now it may get you locked up. 25 students, which is 11 and 15 at the school in Chicago, taken into custody. 14, a few years ago, a 70-year-old grandmother was actually put in handcuffs and hauled off to jail for having a brown lawn. Well, you don't water your lawn, you're going to prison. Be right back with all the latest police state news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, you can tell I'm angry. I'm tired of it. I mean, this is like 10,000 proof tyranny. I mean, if I had to compare this tyranny to a type of liquor, it'd be 10,000 proof. It's just over the top. There's a massive offensive going against every form of freedom. There's all this propaganda about how much the government loves us and how great it is. And they're clearly targeting good members of society. We're seen as the milk cows. We're seen as the bank tellers being robbed by these people. It's the same deal. Political power grows out of a barrel of a gun, as Mao Zedong said, and the system knows that. Continuing here with these 14 pieces of police state news. A few years ago, a 70-year-old grandma was actually put in handcuffs and hauled off to jail for having a brown lawn. I see those articles every few days now. Why in the world would anyone approve of police arresting ordinary Americans for such things? It seems like ever since 9-1-1, the whole country has gotten security fever. It's not security. I mean, the number one threat to human liberty in history is government. What about security against that? That's what the United States was founded on. was keeping government small, keeping it under the confines of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's why America was special. And then you get the internal Homeland Security and FBI memorandums, and they're obsessed with attacking constitutionalists because we're the real Americans. We're being demonized and in many cases set up and hunted down. How many times the feds have tried to set us up? It's just incredible. How many things they've tried to link us to? Bombings of the firebombing of the governor's mansion, police shootings. I mean, it's just ongoing because the interests that control this nation are far beyond evil. Evil is not enough of a word for these wicked ne'er-do-wells. And it's like a bad dream. People incrementally accept it. Until now, we just accept anything. All right, I've been ranting on that subject. Let me get into the latest police state news. That was just one little article from this week. Here's just the stuff in the last few days. Now, here's why I get frustrated. If I just come up here and say, oh, for 2 years they've been doing warrantless checkpoints, taking blood from drivers. People think, well, that's where you live. That's Austin. There's the whole backstory to that. Now, let me break it down. Bill Clinton signed an executive order right when he got into office in 1994. And there's a video of myself protesting it and being arrested in 1997 in the article dealing with this today. Mandatory DUI checkpoint blood test coming to Florida. And in the Kurt Nimmo article, it breaks it all down and links to the mainstream news articles like News 10. No refusal, DUI checkpoint could be coming to Tampa. And at the bottom of it is the video from 13 years ago where I expose what was going to unfold and happen. And I read the executive order from WhiteHouse.gov where they went ahead and put it on the books. Now, it's not really law, but they enforce it as law. And it said to get a driver's license, you will be blood tested at a clinic whenever the government sees fit. Now, they hadn't put those in until this year. In D.C., they announced, oh, we'll give you a discount on your driver's license if you give us blood. That came out, what, a month ago. Listeners freaked out when that came out. Well, it's already on the books, but how do they introduce it? Oh, just give us some blood. We'll give you money. That's to get the clinic in, to get the staff trained that it's normal. It's all dog training. You're all seen as animals by these people. Just as the Singapore model, you know, says we're animals and the state are the master controllers, our social controllers. And now they're going to roll it out. Now, I happen to have researched the whole backstory of this. It's a lot bigger than just warrantless blood checkpoints. The feds have announced, and under international agreements they're putting into motion, that if you get pulled over for speeding, they're going to take a thumbprint and a tissue swab. They found that's less invasive than blood draws. With a swab inside your mouth, that will be put in a database. And they're pushing to put that into place. That's what the TSA is about, getting you used to answering questions, having hands put on you. Only people that are accustomed to that are serious ex-cons. You're learning how to be a prisoner. And by the way, it's in the Australian news. Parents are complaining. In fact, will you pull that from the article 2 days ago? Parents complaining about police state hospitals. Everybody who has a baby now in Australia, it's the same thing here now. They come in, they interrogate you. They treat you as if you're an abuser, you're bad. And the headline was, Child Protective Services Australia, all parents are liars. And the parents, the courts are even complaining. Because it's happening to judges and people. Everybody, no one's exempt, are saying, you know, the hospitals are now prisons. That was the quote. Of course they are prisons. This whole world is a prison planet in the building. That's why we have prisonplanet.com. We're fighting the construction of the prison planet. Now, going over the backstory, this is why when I read an article, it does a disservice. That's why I can't ever get to much of the news, because I have to spend all my time on just a few things because I don't have time to get to everything else. If I just read an article about police want to stop drunk drivers and they're going to take blood from you at warrantless checkpoints, people can ignore that, or they can say, well, I don't like drunk drivers. It has nothing to do with drunk drivers. It's about medicalizing cadres of police to A, violate the Fourth Amendment, and to B, be medically trained to extract blood. And it's all on record. Just like I told you they were going to start putting TSA on the streets 8 years ago, I saw Governor Ridge say that was the plan. You'll have an ID card to leave your house to have a job. People keep saying, Alex, how do you predict all this? They're telling us. See, that's what I want to get across to you. This is not my opinion. They're training the cops. They're putting in the federal fusion centers. They're federalizing things illegally. They're just rolling all of this out. So they put on the books this executive order to take blood at to get a driver's license, which, again, will be a national ID card and now is one under the real ID. You have to have it to have a job. So you got to give them your blood to have a job. You don't submit properly, now you can't fly. You don't submit properly, now you're banned from driving. You don't submit properly, now you can't leave your neighborhood. I mean, MIT and the Pentagon admit this is their plan. I brought MIT Magazine in here years ago and showed it to you where they, I mean, this is diabolical. You notice 5 years ago in Fallujah, they face scanned the entire population. I have it on video with Tom Brokaw saying if they're caught without their ID cards, they are executed on the spot. See, they're practicing the evil out in the open. Now they've enrolled the troops in the same system. Now you're enrolled in it to get a driver's license. See, everything that's done to the Iraqis is for us. In fact, the Pentagon admits it's all a laboratory on how to control populations, and they admit the system they developed for the U.S. through MIT that they call a control grid, the grid, is now a control grid that they're using in Iraq. So they learn from both angles. Now, all over the country, the feds have paid to put face scanning cameras in, license plate reading cameras, 15 years ago. Now they're announcing it. Now they're letting the slaves know. Now they're wiring it into the local federalization center known as threat fusion centers with CIA openly in there illegally. All illegal. Everything they're doing is illegal. They don't care. Remember, these are criminals, and they laugh. It's funny. And when I was in the DMV 13 years ago with the state police handing out the executive order that this was part of a national ID card plan, implemented by stealth, and that it was part of a DNA database system, and I also exposed that they were taking babies' blood, and I was handing out the executive order, and the cops were just going, it was so funny that I was giving them an executive order. It was so funny, because see, 13 years ago, we're going to take blood. Look at this crazy guy. They were just, I mean, it's all on video. They were just, it was so funny. 13 years later, they're like, absolutely, we're going to take blood. Absolutely, we got face scanning cameras. Absolutely, we got license plate readers. Absolutely, the CIA's in our command center. We got to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm like, oh, here's all your internal training manuals. It's really for gun owners. Well, you are a threat. See how they go from laughing at us? I mean, their faces would turn red. They were... See, because they've been brainwashed by the television and the culture, I don't mean that figuratively. I mean literally to have a psychological trigger compulsion to laugh at things that they deep down know are true. Because they're scared, so it's a defense mechanism. Now it's here, all admitted, now they're ready to roll it out because they beta tested it and completed it, and the cops are like, you bet we're going to do it. So, this is about a global DNA database, and if you don't believe that, we've covered all the evidence in the past, it's in my films, but just look at the babies. 39 years ago, worldwide in every industrialized nation, a UN program was implemented to take blood from all babies at birth for bioweapons developments, also to patent key proteins and DNA strands, and now it's all been announced. A secret 39-year program globally. We're in a global government. The same programs we have are the same programs they have under the same names in England, Australia, Germany, Japan. This is all master-controlled, okay? They are out in the open. This is continuity of agenda. So, continuing. It violates the Fourth Amendment. It trains the police to violate it. They're taking your blood. And This is how they phased it in. 2.5 years ago, they started doing warrantless checkpoints. But to phase it in, they said, well, a judge signs a master warrant. And courts said, you can't do that. That's not a real warrant. Doctors refused to take the blood without warrants. Nurses refused to take it. The police started refusing to take it, but they can always find people on the force that are stupid and will. I remember this 9 years ago in Arizona and Colorado, we first started seeing it. And I would have Denver Post articles on air and Tucson articles, and people were calling saying I was lying. Because back then we weren't simulcast on, you know, web video. They wouldn't go check the article. They just say I was lying. See, 9 years ago, people couldn't believe that the federal pilot was already going on with federal money. Now, just 2.5 years ago, the state comes in and says, you can't do that. And people all thought it was Art Acevedo doing it. Well, I did some research on Art Acevedo after he'd been a guest a few times on air. And it turns out there's a special federal board that recommended him when he was in the highway patrol and took him to Austin and made him chief. And that most police chiefs in big cities are put in by the feds. And I learned about that when I noticed this year the feds recommended him for the Dallas police chief. They recommended three. He was the second choice. Dallas took the number one choice. So the feds tell the city, you got three choices. Here they are. Now, you'll notice these federal police chiefs, and I have no doubt Acevedo's definitely black ops. I mean, most big police chiefs are CIA. Even the former police chief of L.A., Daryl Gates, admitted that years ago, that he was involved with the CIA. So we've got CIA agents over us from the federal government, and they roll it out. And the state rules that the red light cameras are illegal, he puts them in anyways. The state says these checkpoints are illegal, he keeps doing it. Because he's got full federal backing. See, I don't get to have an Austinite or somebody from Texas as my police chief. No, I get to have somebody who was brought up in a communist state of Cuba over me. And when the CBC came to interview me to get a license to be able to film in the city of Austin, there's no law, but they just do it. The Austin police said, you don't want to go interview Alex Jones. And the guy was shocked by what they said about me, but wouldn't go into detail. A professional, big CBC, you know, producer. Sat right there interviewing me, and after the interview, started crying and said, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that because they've got humanity. See, people who have brains, folks, know we're going into Nazi Germany. So you think it's fun living in a city where, you know, we've got this nice, glad-handing, very charismatic devil in Art Acevedo? Now, you expand on all of this. Feds, police enforce mandatory blood tests at Florida checkpoints. And, you know, the big issue here is these are federal grants. They admit it, going in all over the country. No refusal, no Fourth Amendment, no probable cause. We're going to take your blood. We're going to take your blood. And we're going to do it to protect you from the drunk drivers. Baloney. Here's another one illustrating what I'm talking about. Terrorist watch list. One tip now, enough to put name in database, officials say. And they admit that one person ever calls into a tip line on you, you're in the terror database and may be denied flying, traveling, you name it. No judge, no jury. And then if you're on the no-fly, you're on a no-gun buy they're trying to push through. I mean, do you get this is classic authoritarianism, internal passport behavior? And they say they've got to do it because a Nigerian man tried to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner. And then they don't ever tell you here it's on record the U.S. government helped him get on the plane and protected him. See, they never tell you the feds blew up Oklahoma City and were caught red-handed. They never tell you that. It's like, oh, we got to do it because this idiot they drugged up and put on the plane. The witnesses all said he was disheveled, looked drugged, sharp-dressed man with, you know, no passport or nothing gets him on the plane. Security gets him on the plane. The State Department admits they were ordered to help him get on the plane. But I'll just ignore all that. And the news keeps saying they put the scanners in because of the Christmas Day bombing a year ago. They'd already ordered him the year before. I mean, these are all PR rollouts in front of everyone. Can't you see it? It's like even Newsweek admitted that 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, two aircraft carriers, all massed in the 2 months before 9/11 in and around Afghanistan. Bush signed the launch order on September 10th to attack Afghanistan. Then on September 12th, he told you he was going to attack them because they had attacked us. I mean, they planned this stuff right out in the open in front of everyone. In front of everyone. Right out in the open. They don't care. And I know they're good bureaucrats and good police and others. You better decide what side you're on right now. Okay, there's no more time to screw around here. People who think it's the safe path to keep their head down and go on to get along, that is the sure course to destruction. We are caught in the gravitational pull of tyranny. We have got to hit our thrusters and get out of it, or we're going to be destroyed. You may think you're on the winning team because you're with tyranny. Tyranny is going to eat your lunch, servants of evil. Remember that. Remember, in history, that's a rule. You get fed on more than the good guys. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Everything we see happening in Europe and England is now being set up here. Right after the stage bombings in 2005, within a week of the bombings, I was in England to cover it. And police would walk up and just tell protesters, you're not allowed to demonstrate. And the law wasn't in place yet. It was going into place the week after. But they still just said, we'll arrest you, leave. They tell me you're not allowed to videotape in the downtown. I go, but you've got cameras on me. They'd say, well, that's just the way it is. Steve Watson, Paul Watson, they've all been stopped. Steve Watson was taking his girlfriend out to dinner. Nice part of London. Goons walked over. Police said, line up. Everybody give us your papers. And then asked them, where are you going? Are you terrorist? And really got off on rubbing his face in it. And we've seen this trend. If you're a young man with a good-looking woman, they get really mad. Because you think these guys can get women? That's really their big problem, is they're not successful, they're not empowered. And it's just like the Soviet Union. Line up, answer secret police questions. Police demand new powers to stop and search terror suspects. Top officers tell government they want to replace Section 44 law that was scrapped by human rights ruling. And they just stop and talk. And they also have a so-called law that's been overthrown where they say you can't photograph police anywhere. Police have asked the government for new counterterrorism power to stop and search people without having to subject them of involvement in a crime, the Guardian has learned. See, first it's they want to fight terror. Now it's, oh, we just want to randomly stop you. They already do that in New York and then all over the country and subway checkpoints. Senior officers have told the government the new law is needed to better protect the public against attempted attacks on large numbers of people and are hopeful they can win ministers' backing. I don't want to go back into 2005, but it's on record. The government ran a drill of the exact same bus, exact same trains being attacked at the exact same time and location. It turned out the commander, Mr. Aswat, was, and that's mainstream news. Even former CIA people went on Fox News and reported it, was MI6 and being protected. The commander of the group, just like Anwar al-Awlaki behind the Christmas Day bombing, the underwear bombing, all these other attacks, the Fort Hood shooting, he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon, AP Fox News. Every time, it's the government. Have you figured that out yet? And by the way, the police aren't stopping all this, even though it's been overturned. Yeah, here it is. Small knife and lunchbox gets North Carolina student suspended, charged with weapon possession. She actually took her dad's lunchbox, which is identical to hers. Mommy bought Amy Smithwick the same lunchbox. And in the daily searches in the lunchroom, they found it. It's like everything's an airport now, you see. Keep the kids safe. Here's some good news. Polls reveal Americans opposed to government takeover of internet. The problem is the FCC has announced they're taking it over. I've actually read their ruling. They claim they're defending net neutrality, but when you actually read the fine print, it says it allows companies to limit who can visit what websites and to control what sites get preferential treatment. So not only is the FCC now announcing they have authority over the net, which they never have had, it's really the end of net neutrality. Also, CTV, big Canadian TV, reports internet groups fear UN could threaten cyberspace. The UN, headed up by China, has now announced they are going to start restricting the web. We're going to go to break. I'm going to cover some more news for 5 minutes, and Lou Rockwell is going to join us. Then we've got Jim Mars with amazing information joining us in the third hour today. Before I end this hour, I want to remind listeners that we are listener-supported. When you buy the T-shirts, the books, the videos, you not only inform yourself to a higher level and have tools to wake up others, you also fund our operation. We have the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and great new films that we have in stock and discounted, like What in the World Are They Spraying on Chemtrails? And you can still get 5 months free for a few more days or so at PrisonPlanet.tv. Check that out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code
and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HOMEGAIN150.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be talking with libertarian political commentator, activist, proponent of the Austrian School of Economics and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, coming up in the next segment. Then we got Jim Mars, author of The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Disease, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America, and other popular titles. He'll be joining us to cover the latest news and to take your calls. But one of the first things I'm going to talk about with Lou Rockwell coming up is this report. It's a long report. It's a transcript of a piece by Ian Monroe, CTV, that's the big national television up in Canada. Internet groups fear UN could threaten cyberspace. Officials from 18 countries held an impromptu late-night meeting earlier this month at the United Nations office in Geneva and made a decision that rattled internet technocrats around the world. Autocratic governments like China, autocratic, that's a nice way of saying tyrannical. Wow, you don't see that in American media talking bad about the murdering Chinese communists anymore. They must have not got with the times, Ian Monroe. Didn't you know China's now the model for the planet, according to the Council on Foreign Relations? Autocratic governments like China and Iran attended the meeting and did several democratic ones, despite protests from Portugal and the United States. That's the U.S. Again, they play the good cop. It's not our government anymore. They voted to staff a working group on the future of the Internet Conference Forum, an important theater of discussion on matters of cyberspace by governments alone. And then it goes on with the admissions that they're calling for the end of net neutrality, governments to be able to control the Internet, shut it down if they wish. It's a long story, but it's got it all in there. The seemingly arcane move reverberated through a community of technical experts, academics, and civil society groups who felt that they had been unfairly excluded. 14 technical organizations that help oversee how cyberspace runs wrote an open letter asking the UN Commission on Science and Technology for Development to reserve its decision and to reverse it. Meanwhile, the Internet Society, an umbrella group that helps manage technical standards online, posted a petition to its website in protest. A significant fuss has been kicked up about it, said Byron Holland, president and CEO of the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, which manages the CA domain. The UN's trying to take all that over. And it's funny, earlier this year, the U.S. government and ICANN transferred more authority to the UN. So they're all involved in this. Remember, our government created the UN, so they always blame it for their own initiatives. Continuing, even Google waded into the fray. Vint Cerf, a vice president on the online behemoth and one of the pioneers of the Internet, added his name to the petition alongside 2,600 others. He also attacked the UN decision on December 17th blog posted on Google's website. See, they don't like the Chinese and others taking over the web for themselves. They want it for them. It's not that they actually want a free web. We don't believe government should be allowed to grant themselves a monopoly on Internet governance, Cerf wrote. The current bottoms-up open approach works, protecting users from vested interest and enabling rapid innovation. Let's fight to keep it that way. You mean on the Microsoft Google architecture that's surveilling everyone, huh? So-called free web. You mean the one that censors us off Google News, the one that's starting to censor us on the web? You mean that one? Are you talking about that Internet? Or where you illegally spy on everybody and you're getting a lot of trouble for it? You mean that Internet? 11 days later, the UN buckled under pressure, according Internet Society, and agreed to include up to 20 non-governmental groups. And it just goes into the Cyber Peace Treaty. They also have the secret, been leaked for over a year, Internet Copyright Treaty that just allows government or private agencies to shut down any website they want with no court, no nothing. We'll talk to Lou Rockwell straight ahead. We got Jim Mars coming up as well. Our website's prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family, not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day.
Go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, joining us for the next 52 minutes is Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Of course, he's worked for many years with Ron Paul's organization, formerly in Congress. He's the head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. He's the chairman of it, and he joins us for the next 52 minutes to cover the March of Tyranny, to talk about Ron Paul, Rand Paul. We're going to get his take on the TSA, on the warrantless federal checkpoints taking blood, the threat fusion centers, all of it with Lou Rockwell today. But Lou, first off, great to have you here as we prepare to close out 2010. What do you think's most important on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, I think we've got a very exciting year ahead, both in a good sense and in a bad sense. No question that the sort of tyranny that you and I have been fighting against for so long and have worried about its approach is coming very fast now. I mean, the police state, the erection of the police state is very frightening. The wars that they're running, the concentration camps that they have, the torture that they engage in, the fact that we've had two presidents in a row that now have said, if they determine that you're a bad guy, they can secretly arrest you, kidnap you, of course, is what's happening, take you to a secret prison, secretly torture you, secretly kill you, or just secretly keep you there for the rest of your life. So, you know, if that sounds more to me like Brezhnev than it does like what's supposed to be an American president. So we have a very alarming thing. And then, of course, we have what they're doing to the economy. We have what Bernanke and the rest of the gang at the Federal Reserve in conjunction with the big banks is doing to vastly expand the money supply. They're destroying the dollar. They're setting us up for another bubble and then another greater crash. And by the way, this current bubble is not going to feel like prosperity to any real person, just to the big banks and the big Wall Street firms and the government itself, of course. So we have what they're doing economically. We have the police state. We have the wars that they're running. And there's never been a government as big as the U.S. government in the history of the world. I mean, this is the biggest, most powerful, richest government ever to exist. It has untrammeled powers like no other government. They can, and part of that is the reason they can just print the money that they expect to want to spend. They have these gigantic counterfeiting presses that we call the Federal Reserve. But I think these are all reasons why the thing is actually going down, because they're going to destroy the dollar. They're going to destroy the government economically, the Treasury, the Fed, and all the rest of them. Therefore, they're not going to be able to keep up the empire with its 700 gigantic military bases all over the world. They're going to be forced, I think and hope, to bring the troops home and to really cut back in the government. Of course, they're going to be screaming about this. They're going to be warning us that, oh, the terrorists are going to get us and, you know, all the rest of their mythical cries. But I believe, and I don't know when it's going to happen, it could happen this next year. Might be 5 years from now, might be 10 years from now. But I think within the lifetime of virtually everybody listening to this show today, that we are going to see the U.S. government forced to get back, not to a constitutional level probably, but significantly cut, significantly less powerful. That'll be good for us. It'll be good for the world. It'll be something to cheer about.
I agree with you, but I clearly, and I've even read this in some of the public white papers from CFR, Rand Corporation, and others, that the military-industrial complex is basically planning to continue to fund themselves out of a type of third-world casino gulag model, and that it'll be good for the rest of the world that the Colossus is going to implode. But here domestically, if we don't expose them for their crimes and reverse what they've done, all of these imperial forces that are torturing and drug dealing and kidnapping and all the rest of it are going to be back here concentrated. So whereas the vampires have been spread all over the world, supping on a million Iraqis, you know, murdering people in Serbia, Georgia, you name it, now all the vampires are going to come back here, and it's going to be scary.
Well, and of course, as the great classical liberals and libertarians have always held, you can't have an empire overseas and a limited government at home. You either have, if you have an imperial government overseas, it's imperial at home too, and it treats the American people like peons. So we shouldn't be treated like peons. People in other countries shouldn't be treated like peons. And the exact process that you're talking about, of course, we saw it with the CIA, which very early became a major drug dealer. Probably in the 1940s, certainly by the time of the Vietnam War, the CIA then and still is maybe the major drug dealer in the world. This, of course, is one of the reasons for the Afghan War. The U.S. is in league with the so-called Northern League, who were the pro-communist drug lords in Afghanistan. So this stuff is still continuing, and it gives the CIA, which, of course, is spying on us here at home, even though it's illegal for them to do so, gives them power and money. So, you know, this is a many-faceted gem of evil that we face, and you're exactly right. We have to educate people as to what's going on, sound the alarm, and I believe that if the American people actually withdraw their consent from this operation in Washington, it can't actually succeed. We saw a little bit of that with the TSA. You mentioned you, of course, were heroic against the TSA. This is, I think, an extremely important issue, and we actually saw them push back a little bit because of all the popular opposition around the time of Thanksgiving and since then. So, of course, they're going to start up all the porno scanners, the dangerous radiation scanners, all the horrific feel-ups and so forth that are designed not to find a terrorist, but to humiliate us, to make us feel like cattle, so they can just show us that they can do anything to us and nothing can happen to them. So all those kinds of procedures, they're going to try to start them up again. That's why we have to start up our anti-TSA campaign again, to go after these people, to alert Americans. This is just pure, I don't think there's ever been anything, I don't think even Hitler or Stalin did this stuff. I mean, it's quite an astounding and humiliating and disgusting business they're doing in the airports, and they can be beaten. They can be pushed back. We saw it again the end of last year, and I think it's going to be a very important thing again this year.
Lou Rockwell is our guest, the chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. I want to get into the economy. I want to get more into the TSA and this control grid that clearly is training us to have government get in our comfort zones to teach us that we're the terrorist. I saw Ridge announce 8 years ago, right as Homeland Security was getting cabinet position, in a two-hour C-SPAN piece, and I've been warning people ever since, that they would be on the streets, they would be at checkpoints, you'll have to have an ID card to have a job, an internal passport. They now admit that indeed this is what they're doing, but you literally stole my thunder there, Lou. My next point was, dealing with Nazi Germany, even Hitler, and I've studied it deeply, and even Stalin, Mao, they didn't put on paper that they were secretly torturing people for confessions. They didn't put on paper that they could torture children in front of their parents, like John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez and others. They didn't put on paper that they were involved in narcotics trafficking. Now Fox News comes out with Geraldo Rivera, and the troops admit, yes, we help them grow the opium. It's being, you know, produced at record levels. Is this just hubris, or I believe, from studying them, it's more of a psychological warfare op where they're trying to, because we've exposed them, just bring it all out in the open and inoculate us to psychologically to accept anything and everything. I mean, first it's, oh, you don't like us body scanning you? Now we'll grope you. Now we'll do both. Now we'll put our hands in your pants. I mean, they literally go in the pants and squeeze the underwear and squeeze the genitals. What do you think? I mean, is it just power mad, or is there something more to it?
Well, I think it's, first of all, they enjoy it. There's something about the kinds of, F.A. Hayek, the great Austrian economist, had a chapter in his book, The Road to Serfdom, called Why the Worst Rise to the Top, and he was talking about government. In general, the kinds of conduct that don't get you anywhere in a business rise you right to the top in government, whether it's successful lying, demagoguery, being power mad. So these people, they love it. They love taking an innocent person and putting their boot on the neck and pushing your face in the mud. I mean, they actually like that. This is not, of course, just the American criminals. It's criminals in governments all over the world.
To briefly interrupt, it's from 1984. O'Brien's torturing Winston, and he says, you want to know the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Well, that's what they want, and they not only want it to, in order to maintain power, in order to enrich themselves, but they also want it because they like it.
Yes.
They like doing it, and so you can see it in the eyes. There's a wonderful many novels written about this sort of thing. Of course, Orwell was so great, but there's something about the eyes of these people. When I was a boy, the cops were, I thought, at least in the middle class town I lived in, pretty much decent guys. But today, the cops are not decent guys. For the most part, there are some, but they go after the damaged guys from Iraq and from Afghanistan, and they put them in there, and they treat them and train them to think of us as the people who they're occupying. They really are, whether Malcolm X was right at the time or not, he'd be right today. The cops are an occupying force.
Well, I want to say it exactly. You had some big cities with corrupt, predatory police forces. You can see the photos and old newsreels, and those corrupt cops with the predatory eyes look like a lot of the cops today. But even back when I was young, I mean, cops, and a lot of old cops I know, they were really into being real tough guys. They were into protecting people, and they liked people bringing them pie and coffee and you know, knowing the locals, and really did hate criminals and did enjoy, you know, defending the Republic on average. Now they are automatons who are on power trips more and more, and it's just, and you can see the tyranny. I mean, not just the actions, your instinct when you see a crazed cop – you know, as a man, I literally get my hackles up and I go, that's a, you know, that's an enemy. That's somebody who isn't, you know, who well, let's talk about when we come back, the points I just made, elaborating on what Lou just said and how we somehow reverse this, the full federalization of police and more. We'll get into what Lou thinks is going to happen with the economy, how the empire will unravel, what we can do. LouRockwell.com is just an amazing website. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
It's very simple. When you militarize the police, the military is trained to kill people and break things, to fight a foreign enemy. And decades ago, the police would deny they were being federalized. They would deny that they were being militarized. Now they call themselves paramilitary organizations. Lou, you got cut off by the break. Continue with your point.
Well, you know, follow up on your point just now, I remember when Richard Nixon, the evil Nixon, and the Republican Party started the open militarization and federalization of local police forces with the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, as they called it, back in the 1970s. And it's been a steady increase today, so that, yeah, the local cops are adjuncts of the federal government, and they all look like soldiers. I mean, is there anybody listening to the show who, when they see a cop car or a cop, think, oh, thank God, I'm going to be protected? I mean, none of us think that. And even in the little town I live in, the cops look like something out of Star Wars. I mean, they're all wearing body armor, and they have, all kinds of advanced weapons in the trunk of their police car. And if they have, it's very alarming. I mean, they clearly are becoming an occupation force. But, you know, there's one thing. I want to bring up one optimistic point. There was a man called Étienne de la Boétie, who was a French thinker in the 16th century. Murray Rothbard writes about him and makes the same point. David Hume, Ludwig von Mises, others. The governments depend on the consent of the governed. Even totalitarian governments depend at least on the tacit consent, because if we remember what happened in Romania when the people had finally had enough of Ceausescu and his people, didn't matter that they had the army, didn't matter that they had the secret police, they went down, because the number of victims of the government is far vaster than the number of people living off the government.
And no amount of propaganda could stop that from happening, and Ceausescu, hours before he was overthrown, was up there bossing them around at a rally, but yeah. Cops started beating people up, and the people just finally said, that's it, we're done, it's over, and Ceausescu, of course, was tried and executed within just a day or so of that. And again, a lot of police, and I want to be positive about this, despite all the brainwashing and the fact that they've tried to train the police that the public is their enemy, a lot of police are starting to see through this as well and realize what's happening.
Well, I think that's true, and I think that there are a lot of good guys in the police forces, and there are a lot of good people who work for the government. In fact, when we actually really start to make progress against this whole regime, we'll see a lot of people in the government joining us. This is what's happened in any other similar instance in human history. The rulers can no longer count on their own troops or their own police. We saw a little bit of this back during the Vietnam War. I've always argued that the reason that they couldn't keep up the Vietnam War, which was a war of aggression against innocent people, entirely evil, entirely rotten, probably there were 6 million people killed. Martin Van Creveld, the great Israeli military historian, has said the U.S. was responsible for the death of 6 million people in Laos, in South Vietnam, in North Vietnam, and in Cambodia. Of course, no American, those names are not on a wall anyplace in Washington. Nobody cares about that sort of thing. But at some point, the American troops started to mutiny. They started to refuse their orders. They started to have sit-down strikes. And I think that when that started happening, it scared the pants off the people in Washington, the striped pants, and they had to start getting the troops out. They had to end the war. And something even similar happened to that after World War One, when Winston Churchill, the evil Winston Churchill, wanted to take over all of the Ottoman Empire, make it part of the British Empire, and conquer it, and make them actual colonies of Britain. And he writes about this in his private letters. He says it's so horrible that the British troops had had enough of war. They wanted to go home. They weren't going to fight anymore. They weren't going to go conquer what has since become Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and so forth. So that is actually what's going to happen. This is what they fear most, when their own troops, their own soldiers, even their own spies are going to put the people first instead of the government first.
We're going to go to break, long segment coming up, Lou, but when we come back, I want to get your take on what you were already alluding to. In fact, I did an audio blog a few days ago on this specific issue, that the system, whenever we're ready to stand up and fight back, they always retreat. But then when we get comfortable again, they always reemerge. We've seen that with the TSA. They backed off not just on Thanksgiving Day, but have backed off in many respects since then. And as you said, they're now trying to come back a month later to start enforcing it. They don't want us to ever gain critical mass, and they don't ever want us to learn that we can have political victories, just like you mentioned with the troops in Vietnam. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
34 after. Thank you for joining us. It's the next to last live transmission of 2010 as we hurtle into 2011 and beyond. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is our guest. Our websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Lou, going back to the point that I was starting to make before the break, I mean, I guess to simply quantify it, they don't ever want us to have a chance to fight them out in the open peacefully and show the power of the people, show that we have common sense and the majority and the republic on our side, and we see them back off. And I have read the histories as you covered and can concur that it was finally when the troops started saying no, they didn't want that message to be sent that the ruling powers had lost control. They wanted to then shift and behave like they had decided to end the war that was just a black hole for drug dealing and their no-bid contracts. And more and more, I see the establishment not having just that psychopathic gleam of the priest of power, but more and more I am seeing desperate fear. Can you elaborate on your statement, but then also get into what you think the state of this corrupt global government is and how you see liberty versus tyranny colliding in the future?
You know, Alex, there's no question that they're terrified. And I always get a kick out of it when there's some little Cessna that flies by mistake over Capitol Hill. And all of a sudden, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off and going crazy. Just recently, they shut down the Pentagon stop on the Metro, the D.C. area subway system, because somebody had a flashing Christmas ornament. And so they, you know, shut down the subway, and they're all terrified. And on the Metro, for example, they have, a friend had just told me, they have groups of five armored troops, or maybe they're armored police, I don't know, with automatic weapons patrolling around. Well, this, of course, is to go after us, not terrorists, and to terrorize us, to make us afraid. But it's also because the government is afraid. I think the government has been afraid for, maybe they've always been afraid. Maybe they always have realized that they're just like a bunch of fleas on a dog, and they're always afraid we're going to scratch them off. And we can scratch them off, and they are constantly terrified. Of course, that can mean that they're even more brutal than normal because they're terrified. But they can't actually, if the people refuse to go along, they can't actually do anything to us. So, and we only need peaceful resistance. After all, the tools of violence, of murder, of all the weapons and the bombs and that sort of thing, those are the tools of government. They're not the tools of a peaceful resistance. We don't need that stuff. I believe that we can do it just by telling them no, by withholding our consent. I take the very radical position. For example, I don't vote. If somebody enjoys voting, well, go right ahead. But I would argue that it's actually a negative to vote, because it's the sacrament of the state, the sacrament of the democratic religion that you're supposed to partake in this. They want you to be focused on them, focused on the politicians, love the politicians, cheering for, gangster A's versus gangster B's.
Well, that's what all the telescreens now in 9,000 locations. First, it was 800 Walmarts. Now 9,000 stores to have huge telescreens where they force their way into your life in the market, where they force their way into your life in the school, telling kids that men with, turbans are under the table about to climb out and hurt them. I mean, it literally is a religion of them being front and center and playing the part of our God. But then meanwhile, they act so afraid of the public. We get their internal training manuals that law enforcement leaked to us and others. And they're totally afraid of Ron Paul, of Bob Barr, of libertarians, of gun owners, of returning veterans, all tyrants. Hitler was afraid of the military. I mean, this is classic tyranny. And I'm reminded of Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth them. They act guilty. They're not just guilty on the intellectual evidence. They act like crooks.
Well, they know they're crooks. And I remember the great Lysander Spooner, the 19th century American anarchist, who said what's the difference between a congressman and a highwayman? And he said the difference is the highwayman doesn't ask you to call him the honorable. Right? So these people, as Murray Rothbard said, government is the gang of thieves writ large. It acts like a gang of thieves. It has the morals of a gang of thieves. And just like a regular gang of thieves, they're terrified that the victims might organize against them.
And that's it. And our forefathers weren't perfect, but you notice how much time the media and education spends demonizing them. It's because I've studied a wide spectrum of history. There's never been a more truly educated group of people. Never a more a flower of renaissance and awakening and I mean, literally trying to read their letters. They weren't showing off with complex words and prose. These were people who it was honored to be an inventor or a trailblazer or a scientist, or an inventor. And so because that was what the competition was about, it accelerated, an amazing, again, a flower of the Renaissance, and is the greatest example of anything that we've developed so far, and that's why they're trying to pull it down and destroy it.
Well, you'll notice in schools, of course, children are no longer taught about great businessmen, great inventors, other great figures in the private sector. They're only taught about alleged great people in the government, and you're right that we're supposed to forget anybody in the 18th century or before. In fact, the current American regime was founded by Abraham Lincoln. You only have to, I urge anybody, if you have the unfortunate duty of having to go to Washington, D.C., make sure you go look at the Lincoln Temple. This was built in the Progressive Era, a time of vastly increasing government like our own. And this thing is modeled after the Temple of Jupiter, best and greatest in ancient Rome, the chief god of the Roman state. Abraham Lincoln is in his throne. He's got fascists on either side of his throne. And this is a god. So yeah, the government always is in competition with God. The government would like to beat God. I think they looked to the days of the Pharaoh, where that was the best time when the government actually was God.
Well, that's why their symbol in the New World Order is the pyramid. And for those that don't know what fasci are, in Rome, their main symbol and what their armies carried and what was carved on their temples and government buildings is a bundle of sticks tied together with hatchets on the top, meaning we enslave you, we bind you, and force. Or what Mao said, you know, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. You know, force impels you to serve us. And you're right. They brought into the Senate, in the last 80 years or so? And suddenly everywhere, fasci, it's on our money. I mean, they're telling you what they are.
Well, it's true. And, of course, this is what the fascist party and the system of fascism is therefore named after. And, by the way, fascism and fascist is not just an epithet. This is an actual political philosophy. It's an economic philosophy. And it is the current regime in America. It may be a form of so far soft fascism. But this government, big business, big government partnership against the people, that is fascism. And that is, of course, the way the government runs. The huge corporate interests in league with a huge government to rip off the American people and rip off, in fact, the people of the whole world through the Federal Reserve and all the World Bank and the UN and all the rest of the things the U.S. government and its the power elite set up. So this is fascism is a very real thing. I myself, I never thought communism, even though communism was, you know, maybe the worst thing ever to exist in terms of the way countries were run. But it was never, I don't think there was ever any danger of Americans becoming communists. But I must say, after Federal Failure Day on 9/11/1, when I saw the reaction of Americans, and since then, I thought, you know, now I understand how Hitler came to power. Now I understand how people you thought of as decent, great people in Germany could overnight all of a sudden be cheering for a police state and for all kinds of other, you know, and demonizing it.
Well, that's what's scary is I've studied Weimar Germany and the people, low crime rates, very moral by our standards, very hardworking. And they bought the Kool-Aid because they'd been in a depression. They were scared that they'd been demoralized. And they just, and by the way, 20 million Germans died in that war, folks. So, I mean, look at what it cost them buying into that big government fraud.
Well, it's true, and if you know, a key thing is, as you pointed out, it was the Weimar Depression and the Weimar Inflation, which was forced on Germany. Even John Maynard Keynes said wrongly, after all, there were other people responsible for starting World War One. It wasn't just Germany, Russia, France, and Britain too. But they didn't have any reparations put on them. It had a horrific effect.
Well, they were on record upset at Germany's rise. The British Empire couldn't compete with them.
No, that's, of course, this was all about, that's what the war was about. And so they crushed, it's always evil, St. Augustine talked about this, it's an evil thing in a war, as bad as war is, one of the worst things in war is to seek to totally crush the opposition, grind them into the ground, destroy their society, destroy everything about them. It brings just hate and more evil. And of course, we had the second installment of World War One, and just a few years later, World War Two. But the Germans went through this hyperinflation, which has tremendous, not only tremendous economic effects, but tremendously bad cultural and moral effects on a people. It destroys people's belief in anything permanent. And it had a very, very bad effect on the Germans. And in fact, that's something we face today in this country. We face the possibility, certainly, of a 1970s-style inflation, maybe something much worse. We can't know for sure because things depend on the subjective opinions of the people. It's not just what the government does. The government's printing the money. It depends on what our view is of what's happening.
Yeah, overall confidence, but the indicators are the debt ratios are astronomically bigger, as you know, as the head of the Von Mises Institute, compared to what they were in the 70s. And people know real unemployment is 22%. They know it's not 9.8. And that was my next question for you. Ron Paul has stated this. Dr. Paul, you've stated it. People have really studied history and finance. The great danger is, and I want you to elaborate, Lou Rockwell, here with us today, is that during this crisis period, they may actually use it to bring in the more hardcore fascism, and that might come out of the Republican Party or something, as the solution. So instead of using total government slash fascist failure as a way to get our republic back and more freedom, it may go the other direction into just hardcore hyper-tyranny.
Well, we're in a crisis. We're facing a greater crisis. And in a crisis, this is when radical change can happen. But, of course, it can be radically bad as well as radically good. Back in under the, I mentioned Nixon before, under the Nixon regime and the evil Arthur Burns, who was the Bernanke of that period, they ginned up inflation. And in order to prevent prices from going up, and Nixon thought that in order to be reelected, he had to have start up an artificial bubble, an artificial boom, by having the Federal Reserve massively increase the money supply. But to prevent that from having effects on prices, he put on price and wage controls, which is entirely a totalitarian measure where the government is putting a gun to the head of every businessman.
Yeah, that's Hugo Chavez.
Beg your pardon?
I mean, that's Hugo Chavez.
Well, yeah, all these guys. I mean, this is the weapon of the dictator. The price and wage controls, capital controls, foreign exchange controls. So, yeah, if they are going to try this, I think the difference is there are, you know, thanks to you and thanks to the work of so many other people, the American people are far more aware today, at least the minority, of what's going on. They understand what's going on. They don't believe the government. And I think, it's a race between us and them. I mean, can we inspire and educate enough Americans so that they will stand up and they'll say no to the government, or are they going to become, you know, brown shirts? I mean, that's the battle we face. I happen to be optimistic. I think we've got more economic trouble in the meantime, criminally created economic trouble by very bad men using the government to enrich themselves and their cronies and hurting the rest of us.
And it's so out in the open. I mean, never before, tens of trillions disappearing, and Congress says, where's the money? In committee hearing after committee meeting, and we see the spectacle of private bankers saying, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I've been fighting the Fed for like 40 years, and I can tell you, for the vast majority of that time, you couldn't get anybody interested. No, you know, it was just a little name on the bill in your pocket. Otherwise, it had no meaning. Because of Ron Paul, now there's a huge number of Americans who not only are aware of the Fed, aware of the Fed's depredations, but they hate the Fed. And that is a very, very good thing. So I think, you know, we don't want to hate people. I mean, I think, you know, again, St. Augustine was right. You hate the sin, love the sinner. So we want to hate the Federal Reserve, what the Federal Reserve does, and try to convert the people who are doing these bad things to us. But we, regardless of whether we can convert them or not, we have to stop them.
Well, Lou, as you know, that's an example of how much liberty has grown, and the fact that we've had a game changer and we're really starting to win. Is 10 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor to audit the Fed. He passed it in the House this year. They watered it down in the Senate. But the beginning of the end has happened, and Zbigniew Brzezinski a few months ago was bemoaning this to the Council on Foreign Relations, that people are finally awake, not to the puppet politicians, but to the big mega banks who aren't free market, who want a socialist system to transfer it through fascism. They socialize, collectivize us to put us on the plantation, but then use a fascist system through government to, on top of it, kind of caked on top with the icing to transfer the funds to them. It's the beginning of the end when the general public, now over 80% in major polls, know the Federal Reserve is the problem and want to get rid of it. I mean, there's no way that they're going to be able to reverse that. And people expect instant victories. They expect that, oh, Ron Paul should have won in 2008. He won in getting the real issues out. Now look what it's turned into today.
Oh, absolutely. He had a huge educational victory. And there was a funny article in Forbes maybe a year and a half ago where the writer said, look, this is extremely dangerous. The Fed has to be boring. He said, if the Fed becomes interesting, then the great technocrats who are running our lives and who know better than us and are taking care of everything won't be able to operate. And he said, this is the real damage that Ron Paul is doing. He's making the Fed interesting. Well, of course, Ron Paul has done that. He has made the Fed interesting. It should be interesting because they're ripping us off. They are ripping you off. They're ripping your children, your grandchildren, and all Americans into the future off. So, yeah, we ought to be interested in it, and we ought to do something about it.
Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com, one of the most powerful speakers and minds we interview. Honored to have him. Final segment with Lou straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Our final segment with Lou Rockwell. Then at the start of the next hour, we're going to have Jim Mars on, talk about his book on banking and get his take on a lot of other important issues. I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. It's Made in America, high quality diamond gusset jeans. And they've got a special running right now where you can get three free gifts. Go to gusset.com/America. To get the free t-shirts or music CDs and things with your purchase. That's gusset.com/America or 888-8-GUSSET, and Gusset spelled G-U-S-S-E-T, 888-8-GUSSET. If you want jobs in this country, you better vote with your pocketbook. A lot of people talk about wanting to have jobs here, but they still buy the Chinese junk. And of course, don't forget, we're running it into the new year. You can get 5 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv, the live video stream, the archives, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films in super high quality, and so much more. Now, 7 years up and running, prisonplanet.tv. I want to thank all the listeners. We couldn't do it without you, and you can certainly see the effect we're really starting to have together as all the tyranny we forewarned people about is now unfolding. Only got about 4 minutes left with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Lou, I wanted to bring up some of the tricks the social engineers have. One of them is stage crises or using a crisis, like Emanuel said to the Wall Street Journal, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Ron Paul's talked about the Gulf of Tonkin. I was going to bring up to you, staged events, or Mutalib, admittedly being, given a visa because an unnamed agency told the State Department to give the underwear bomber the weapon. What's your take on staged events?
Well, I think that certainly take place. You mentioned Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor. Was something Franklin Roosevelt wanted to have happen. Woodrow Wilson wanted us into World War One and wanted the Lusitania attacked. Governments love wars. I mean, for the rest of us, we think of a war as, horrific. I mean, dead people, wounded people, property destroyed. I mean, just anti-civilization. But these people, they love war. And so they're very different from us. On the other hand, I think we always have to take into account that the government is a very stupid organization. It has to do with the economics of bureaucracy. It's a dangerous organization. Think of it like a huge blind rabid dog. So if it steps on you, boy, you're dead. If it grabs you by the jaws, you've had it. But it is possible to avoid it. So yes, they're capable of anything. I don't think, if the government doesn't do something evil, it's only because they don't think it's in their interest, or they didn't think of it, or they can't figure out how to do it. But there's nothing that's beyond them morally. They're glad to start wars, kill people en masse. I mean, there's nothing beyond them. But again, as the bureaucracy is stupid. So thank goodness they're not smart. And thank goodness that private intellectuals, private people, private study, private shows like yours, private organizations, private books, private websites, we are able to refute and resist these people. We're able to spread the truth about history, about economics, about all the things that are going on in the world today and all the things they're doing to us. So I think, again, the government, again, is capable of anything evil, but they are a stupid organization. That's the reason that we can win.
But you do support a new 9/11 investigation?
Oh, sure. I'd like to see a new Pearl Harbor investigation. I mean, I think I'd like to see an actual. I remember the heroic Church hearings of the 1970s when Senator Frank Church actually looked into the CIA, and we got some great information of the sort we sort of knew existed, but it's great to have the facts.
Yes.
About the murders and the coups and all the evil deeds of the CIA. So I'd like to see this for everything about the government. Absolutely.
Well, incredible interview. I want you to have a great new year. In 30 seconds, do you agree with me that the tide is starting to turn?
I think the tide is turning, absolutely. I think the tide is, I must say I was very pessimistic right after 9/11, but I think today, absolutely, people are waking up, people are learning, they're educating themselves. So, even though I think we
have wonderful. Lou Rockwell, thank you so much.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Got Jim Mars coming up in the next segment on a host of key issues. Got this article here in my hands. The latest InfoWars.com story, America Has Gone Away, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And it says, anyone who doesn't believe that the U.S. is an insipid fascist state needs only to consult the latest assault on civil liberties by Fox News. Instead of informing citizens, Fox News informs on citizens. Jason Dietz reports from Fox News, no longer content to simply shill for a growing police state. Folks, we have to stand together or hang separate. Really, nobody came to our aid a few months ago when Fox News reported us repeatedly to Homeland Security. That says, turning in a grandmother to the Department of Homeland Security for making anti-American statements. And Fox News said that she criticized the government. I've got Fox News video where they say, taser 9-11 truthers, put us in secret jails. I've put that in my films, clips of it. It goes on, the media have segued into the police attitude, which regards insistence on civil liberties and references the constitutions as signs of extremism, especially when the Constitution is invoked in defense of dissent or privacy, or a placard or bumper sticker. And then it goes into the Fox piece calling Homeland Security on somebody that criticized the government. Well, what happened here? What happened here? This is an article from March 31st, 2010. What, 8 months ago or so? Fox News calls for Obama to be killed while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. And then we have the clip of the video clip where they call for one of their hosts, call for Obama to be killed. No Secret Service came there. Of course, Michael Reagan got to call for Mark Dice to be killed. He said, I will give you money. I want him shot. I will pay for the bullets. I mean, if I said that, I'd be arrested in hours and should be. I mean, I got millions of listeners. Somebody could very well go out and kill somebody if I told them to. Instead, Fox News put out a story claiming I was calling for violence and then culling through comments on the website trying to claim I was supporting calls for violence. People ask why after a few weeks comments get erased. That's the only way. We don't have time to go through them all and find calls for violence. And so the comments are there while the stories are getting attention. People can have their debate and then it all gets memory holed because I can't have the Secret Service here every month. And Fox News and the ADL crawling through comments and reporting it like I'm calling for it. We ought to just get rid of the comments entirely, I'm telling you. And that forum is nothing but problems. FBI, Secret Service, I mean, I can't handle it. Federal subpoenas. And I want people to be able to debate and discuss, but it continues. Mass murdering, promoting Fox News, the network that was instrumental in pushing lies about weapons of mass destruction that resulted in the deaths of over a million innocent people, is so concerned about violent comments on the internet that it employs teams of people to troll through anti-establishment websites. And they listed Infowars.com as terrorist, looking for reasons to report Alex Jones to the authorities. And then we've got links to their stories doing that. So it's not just this woman they called Homeland Security on. They called them on us repeatedly. We discovered it's Fox News, the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center that are doing this to us. And don't forget, within 2 hours of Richard Poplawski killing those three cops in Pittsburgh a year and a half ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center connected writer had been given access to the computer, thousands of URLs had been visited, and they said that he was a fan of Alex Jones. And they had some suspicious guy on TV within minutes saying it after they got him in custody. Okay? And then we went and looked at his comments on my site. He was a white supremacist attacking me and saying I was wrong for not being for violence. So, who does the Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds and the cops think of when there's three dead cops? Who's the first person they think of? Alex Jones. Pin that scarlet letter on his chest. Tell cops he wants them dead so we can sick cops on him. Unbelievable.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com. Or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the rest of this hour, Jim Mars joins us tomorrow. We've got a huge lineup of guests, and I'll do 4, maybe 5 hours live tomorrow. This is the last live show of the year, and then I'll be back live Sunday. First live show of the year. Before we go any further, though, what in the world are they spraying? We've had trouble keeping this in stock, and they've had trouble printing them fast enough. Excellent film on the geoengineering, the chemtrailing, the admissions that it's going on. We have it discounted at the lowest price anywhere at Infowars.com. What in the world are they spraying? The information in this film will take your breath away. What is geoengineering? The difference between a contrail and a chemtrail, the environmental implications of geoengineering, how the spraying affects you, your family, and even the food you eat. It's what in the world are they spraying? Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I meant to carry it. It's been a New York Times bestseller. We are carrying it now at Infowars.com in hardcover. And that's Jim Marr's new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Disease, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. And, of course, he's also written The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America. He joins us now. But the first thing I want to talk about with Jim Marr's is this issue. People like to say it's a Catholic conspiracy, or it's a Jewish conspiracy, or it's a Masonic conspiracy, or it's an alien conspiracy, or it's a... The truth is, from my research, I want to get Jim's take on this, it is a scientific dictatorship conspiracy of predatory psychopaths that build governmental and corporate structures to carry out their eugenics operations. It's just like... Everything Hitler did, he learned from the United States and England on record. It wasn't 1,000. It was tens of thousands of Nazis brought here to run every facet of our government. So it's not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis are only one branch of this. Then why does it come out that Israel carried out eugenics against tens of thousands of their children? It's a very dark system behind all of this. And at the top of all these pyramids, whether it's the Vatican or the Masonic orders or the main Protestant churches, you find the same people interlocking together, and that's how the globalists control society. It's now been declassified, confirming what old-timers reported, that it was true our government was funding the Soviets the whole time. Again, it's not our government. They create the enemy to then build up the police state to counter it, just like Al-Qaeda was government created by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, you get where I'm going with this, Jim. And when you get right down to the deepest levels of this, what is the New World Order? Who are the head honchos?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, Alex. You know, when you ask, well, is it a communist conspiracy? Is it a Zionist conspiracy? Is it a Masonic conspiracy? Is it Illuminati? And the answer is yes. All of the above, because as you know, and as you just very well articulated, and as I have found out by tracking these folks all the way back through recorded history, there has been a little knot of people, okay, if you want to call them people, you call them psychopaths, and I think obviously they're not operating with a full load. They have wanted to control, and it's all about power and control. Everyone talks about greed, and all the corporations are all just greedy, and the pharmaceutical corporations, they're just greedy. Well, yeah, they're greedy, and they want money, but money to them is not the objective. It's just the means to the objective, and the objective is power and control. They want to control everybody, and this is why, if you'll think about it in the grandest sense of history, that throughout all our recorded history, we find that starting with man's first recorded civilization, at least in the Western Hemisphere, started between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which is now Iraq. And then it spread north into the Caucasus Mountain regions, and then into what is now southern Russia, and then into Eastern Europe, to Western Europe. And it spread southward through Palestine into Egypt, Greece, Rome, and again into Western Europe to the British Isles. And then civilization spread to the east coast of the United States. And during the 1800s, of course, there was that huge westward expansion until we filled up North America and reached the Pacific coast. Why were these people all why moving? Why was everybody moving? Wasn't everybody happy with where they were? No. And history makes no secret about it. They were all moving, trying to escape religious and political tyranny. Everybody, they're trying to control them. But we just moved. But Alex, as you well know more than anybody else, there's no place left to go. We're going to have to turn and fight, right?
Yes. You're absolutely right. You know, Jim, you've been one of the deepest researchers on the Nazis and Anthony Sutton's work on record. Our government did finance them. I wouldn't say totally controlled them, but had them infiltrated, built them up, told them to invade areas of Europe, you know, used the Nazis to create the crisis to offer the UN world government a solution. And of course, Hitler wanted a world government as well and, you know, really brought in the modern Olympics as we know it. But now it's the New York Times last week or 2 weeks ago. Oh, more Nazis than we thought brought in. It turns out Simon Wiesenthal and all that stuff, it was just a show. They track a few little low level guys, but all the real top Nazis, they weren't just protected. They were put in positions over everything because they were ruthless. They believed in eugenics. They would do what they were told. So, of course, you wrote Rise of the Fourth Reich. And, man, I tell you, now it's coming out, mainstream news about the Bushes and the Nazis.
Yeah, it's all turning out to be all too true. But let me tell you something that I did not stress, I don't think, hard enough in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and that you're going to really resonate with. And that's with, we all know that Wall Street, the City of London, these wealthy Western bankers and financiers, they bankrolled Hitler. And the Nazis, they created them, okay? So then, wait a minute, why do we have to fight World War II to stop the Nazis? What happened there? Well, let me throw this at you. When Hitler took over Germany in January 1933, economically it was on its knees. Half the country was out of work. Inflation was eating them up, hyperinflation. We remember the stories about how these Germans had to take wheelbarrow loads of cash just to buy a loaf of bread. Okay, in 2 years, Hitler had turned that completely around. Okay, and by the 1936 Olympics of 1936, the Berlin Olympics, Germany was a showcase of economic strength and viability. Why? Okay, how did that happen? Because here's where Hitler made his greatest mistake. He did not borrow debt-entangled money from the international bankers. He created his own money through the Deutsche Bank, the Reichsmarks, and he used this state-issued money to then pay off people working on public projects like the Autobahn, building big buildings and stuff. Everybody got a job. He put everybody back to work. Everybody got a paycheck. They were spending their paychecks. Money was flowing through the economy, and they became very prosperous. The international bankers could not let that continue to exist because then every other country, like the United States, which now is awash in debt, and we can't seem to do anything because we're $14 trillion in debt, you know, they had to stop Hitler. And in fact, I did quote in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Winston Churchill, who said, quote, "You must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength," meaning the economic strength, "of the German people, which must be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it's in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest." Okay, in other words, they weren't against National Socialism. They're pushing that in this country right now. And, but they did not want Germany leading the financial economic order.
Well, that was the same reason for World War One on record.
Right. Exactly. It all goes back to the money, but it's not just money per se, it's the control and power that money brings.
Well, it's the controlling of the issuance of currency and credit. I want to get your take on the time we've got left in this segment. I want to come back and get into a WikiLeaks that you've been hot on the trail of. I want to get your perspective on that and a lot more on what's happening with the $1 trillion conspiracy, your New York Times best-selling book. But what's your take on the TSA overall?
Listen, this is an agency we need to do away with. This is just insane. Let me tell you something. We're coming right off of talking about Hitler and the Nazis. The Gestapo was bad enough. If they caught you, got you in their clutches, they would take you to their underground dungeons, and they would commit unspeakable acts, okay? But even the Gestapo, even the SS, even Hitler's Nazis did not have the audacity to try to strip down and grope the genitals of the German people or the Europeans of the 1930s and 40s. They knew they wouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
And the government always wants more, more, more. If they get away with this, what's next? Well, we know, federally funded, warrantless blood draws on the side of the highway.
Right. And by the way, I've got to hand it to you, Alex. Every time I'm looking for the cutting edge of the news, you know, those stories that are being downplayed by the mainstream media, but that are so important to understanding of what's going on in the world. And every time I find one of these stories, inevitably it tracks back to InfoWars or Prison Planet. You're doing a great job.
Well, God bless you. That's why the mainstream media and COINTELPRO are after us 24/7. But God takes everything and turns it into a blessing. We want them to continue the attacks. They're bringing us all these new listeners. God bless them.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jim Mars is our guest. They say it's me, it makes you do things. Great to have him with us. Started out at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as a criminal beat reporter driving around with a police radio. He was reporting, you know, back during the JFK assassination. He taught the first course in college on the JFK assassination from the conspiracy perspective. And now look at the polls. Upwards of 90% today say the official story of the JFK assassination is a fraud and a lie. Before we get into the WikiLeaks, the other issues I raised, Jim, in this short segment, what do you think of Judge Andrew Napolitano or Raul Rivera, all these other people coming out and saying they don't believe the official story of 9/11? That has got to really scare the system that their big enchilada, their big event is being exposed.
I know it's incredible. Everything, you know, we touched on the TSA thing, which is just absolutely incredible. And everything else that's going on. And, of course, the wars are continuing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then and the guys are coming back. They're going to have Gulf War Syndrome 2, 3. It's just everything. And the money that's being siphoned out of the system, and it all goes back to 9/11. But, Alex, let me tell you something. Having lived through the Kennedy assassination and then dealt with that for so many years, for about 15 years after the Kennedy assassination, which was November the 22nd, 1963, for 15 years, it was just considered impolite to even bring it up and discuss it in decent company. You just weren't supposed to talk about it. And I submit to you, Alex, that we are in a somewhat similar situation today with 9/11. You're just not supposed to talk about it. And if you do bring it up, then you must be some kind of conspiracy kook. But let me tell you something. Just like the Kennedy assassination, 9/11 is not going to go away, okay? Because the evidence, the questions, the inconsistencies, the anomalies, they make the Kennedy assassination look like truly a deep, dark mystery. And today, as you well know, because you and I both have looked deeply into the Kennedy assassination, in general sense, the details we don't know, but in a general sense, anyone who studies it can now know exactly what happened in the Kennedy assassination, which was a coup d'etat in the United States. But it makes that look like a really deep mystery compared to the in-your-face evidence concerning 9/11. And so they can't keep it hidden forever. And Geraldo and others, Janet Napolitano, hey, 6 out of the 10 9/11 commissioners have stated that, you know, raised questions about 9/11. In fact, last year, in a book entitled The Ground Truth, by John Farmer, and John Farmer is not a conspiracy
theorist. He was the head lawyer on the commission.
He was the head lawyer. He was the senior counsel. And he says, quote, in the course of our investigation in the national response to the attacks, the 9/11 Commission staff discovered that the official version of what had occurred that morning, that is what government military officials had told Congress, the commission, the media, and the public about who knew what and when, was almost entirely and inexplicably untrue. Now, that's the head of the 9/11 Commission.
Amazing information, and I do what you just did all the time. Janet Napolitano has not come out for 9/11 truth. It was Andrew Napolitano.
Right.
But yeah, I do the same thing all the time. He always jokes and calls her his cousin, though she's not his cousin. So what are they going to do as the majority of the public is beginning, and polls show this, to wake up to the fact it's an inside job? What are they going to do next time when they need to blow something up to pose as our saviors? This has got to really be hurting the globalists right now.
Well, it's going to pose them a huge problem when they try to pull off their next false flag operation, because just like the Kennedy assassination, 9/11 hit us in the face like a wet rag. You know, the American public was just not prepared for that, and it was such a shock, such a trauma, that, you know, it took us a while to gather our senses. But I think more and more people are going to be on the lookout next time, and they're not going to be able to pull something like that quite as easily.
I agree. That's why they're going with patsies now, where they find mentally ill teenagers, drug them up, get them on airplanes, try to get them to blow up Christmas trees.
Right.
And even mainstream media is now admitting, wow, this is all provocateur.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that, you know, this is actually kind of a good point. It's a good thing. I don't know about you, Alex, but would you agree with me that the New World Order is somewhat in disarray right now? They're kind of running for cover, and they're trying to cover their backsides, and they're not really quite clear on exactly which way they should go.
I agree with you. Let's come back and talk about WikiLeaks, and we'll get into the economy and where you see it going this year. His book's available. It's a New York Times bestseller, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. We got it at InfoWars.com in the shopping cart if you want to support Jim Mars and Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
So do I!
It's Alex Jones.
Yeah!
On the GCN Radio Network.
I get excited when I think about the fact how much traction Liberty's getting. to watch the tyranny exploding makes me angry. But I know it's a defense mechanism by the globalists, knowing that their time is short. They're hoping that the pre-programmed fake Christians, it's only a 150-year-old doctrine or less, keep thinking it's the end of the world and the rapture, all these Hollywood movies about it, so they all stand down and think, it's a foregone conclusion. Give in to evil. No, it's not. And we're not going to give in to evil. And we can get the 100-year reprieve like Nineveh. You know, it just shames me that it was Christians that led the fight against slavery in this country. Before that, that led the fight to start our nation. And to see Christians being some of the biggest supporters of evil makes me sick. Because you're not Christians. You're following this Masonic, Christianoid garbage. Now, before I go any further, another thing, Masons will say, well, we helped found the country. We're fighting tyranny. Really, where are you? Half these cops are Masons out there destroying the Bill of Rights. In fact, we'll talk with Jim Mars about that, where he thinks Masonry sits in all of this, at least the Illuminati version of it that Washington wrote about and warned about. But before I go any further and get into WikiLeaks, Mars has got a lot on that. That's why I originally got him on. I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. It's a great plug-and-play solar panel system with the charger and the controller. We've been promoting these for over 3 years. Our listeners just give us great reviews from the folks from Solutions from Science. It's one word, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Also, I want to tell you about Prepared.pro. That's Prepared.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for almost 10 years. They are in the business of steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike. Survival gear, it's an amazing website. Supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters. They got gun boxes to bury guns, you name it, safe rooms. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness. And it doesn't mean you're scared when you get this type of stuff. It means you're prepared. It means you're on the offense, and a good offense is a good defense, just as a good defense is an offense. They're interchangeable. They go one with the other. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com. You need firearms. You need food. This is the place to get the food, high quality, you know, made new every week, every month. No GMO, non-hybrid, all different food lines, raw foods, basic foods, gourmet foods. They got free shipping running for, I think, just a few more days. On some of their specials, which is one of the biggest costs with storable foods, is the shipping. So free shipping, giant discount. They got some other specials too. eFoodsDirect.com, big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the URL, or call and get a free brochure or ask questions, 800-409-5633. If you don't have storable food, you're crazy. 800-409-5633. I want to thank our sponsors for making this transmission possible. Without them and you, the listener's support, we couldn't do any of it. All right, going back to Jim Mars, legendary researcher and author, multiple-time New York Times bestseller, good old-fashioned straw hat police crime beat reporter, JFK research grand poobah. His book, along with one other book, were integrated into the film. Robert Grodin, of course, was seminal as well in the JFK film with Oliver Stone. Continuing with the WikiLeaks situation, it's a very complex issue, but give us your shrewd take on that, Jim Mars. What's your take on WikiLeaks, Jim? We must have lost Jim's connection.
No, I'm here. Hello.
Yes, what's your take on the WikiLeaks?
Well, before we get to WikiLeaks, can I just throw in something about the California missile?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is huge. This is, let me tell you, this is China slips a submarine 35 miles off our coast, fires off an ICBM-type missile, and our Pentagon, who had to be under the orders of the commander-in-chief, all right, tells us that, oh, well, there was no danger to the United States, and actually we think it was just an airplane contrail and nothing there, folks. Alex, this would be like Hitler invades Poland in September of 1939, starting World War II, and our media says there was a traffic jam on the highways in western Poland this morning. Come on.
Well, maybe it was Santa and his reindeer. We've had a lot of guests on, like Wayne Madsen, who says he has the sources in the government that it was a missile trail, a Polaris copy you know, launched from under the water. They've had one of the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or one of the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've had all these NASA top rocket scientists say it was clearly a missile, but then the government says it was a condensation trail. Here's the London Telegraph today. This has been announced by the Chinese military. China preparing for armed conflict in every direction. China's preparing for conflict in every direction, the defense minister said on Wednesday in remarks that threatened to overshadow a visit to Beijing by U.S. counterpart next month. Quote, in the coming years, our military will push forward preparations for military conflict in every strategic direction, said Lang Guanggail. An interview published by several state-backed newspapers. We may be living in peaceful times, but we are never forgetting war. Never send the horses south or put the bayonets on the guns away, he said. And remember, over 98% now of rare earth minerals are coming out from Chinese buying up the areas in Africa, South America, and Australia. And the globalists and the CFR have done this by design. Uh-huh. They've used the U.S. to fund their world government. Now they're going to bankrupt us, destroy our name, and the Chinese are our absolute rulers because they got one-child policy. They got eugenics. I mean, you know, they want to put lithium in the water. They are the future, and this is it.
And they already have a pyramid power system structure of government, okay? In other words, at the very top is one guy or a handful of people, and then they tell everybody else what to do. So how easy is it going to be to simply put them on the board of directors or buy them off, and then you control all the Chinese?
And by the way, if anybody's doubting this, there are literally hundreds of mainstream news articles I've seen worshiping Singapore, run by a communist Chinese individual who went to Oxford and is admittedly MI6. He stages the kick out of the British in the 1960s. He takes over, and National Geographic admits in their January issue from 10 months ago or so, or 11 months ago, earlier this year, they admit in here that the Singapore model is a test and that this is going to be the model of the world, and it's total fascism. I'll show folks a document cam shot of this, where they have giant all-seeing eye telescreens with troops, where you're executed for criticizing the government, and they just say it's wonderful to be slaves. They say they basically believe in eugenics and that we're animals and that we want tyranny. And, I mean, it is just so crazy to see our media introducing evil as if it's a good thing. And China, and they admit China is now going off the Singapore MI6 model.
Yep. And the thing is, they're all basing this on the current scientific dogma, which says it's all in our DNA. You know, whatever your DNA makes.
Yeah, we don't have free will.
We don't have any free will, except now they're finding out that, do you realize you can take the nucleus out of a cell and the cell continues to function? So in other words, it's not the brain, okay? Something else, it makes us who we are, and it's not the genes, okay? The genes are just the means
of reproducing
and giving us motion, you know.
Well, Jim, that's exactly. It's a con game to say you don't have free will. You're not allowed to have a view. Nothing matters. But by the way, do everything we say. Follow what we say. I mean, it's a mind trick. It's a Jedi mind trick to say you don't have any free will. You're an animal, so you're my slave.
That's right. And what's wild is that they've always pointed to the science to say, see, science shows that we're just these biological robots at the mercy of the genes or whatever. And yet, cutting edge biology is showing us quite the opposite. And that it's the environment, it's the experiences. In other words, it's the universal energy that guides us, not the biological gene.
Well,
God, if you will.
I mean, mainline science is now saying that DNA is a receiver of some type.
Right. So where's the transmitter?
It's incredible. I mean, look, we don't know one millionth of what we really are.
That's true. But we're told to listen to the hired experts who say, oh, well, here's who you are, you know. So in other words, we're down to a situation where it's just like whether you're a witness in Dealey Plaza in 1963 or whether you're watching the plume go off. off the California coast on November the 8th, it comes down to, well, who are you going to believe and trust, your government or your own lying eyes?
It's incredible. Give us your breakdown on what this means, what the message was from the Chinese right as Obama was meeting with them.
Yeah, well, that's the key to the point, is the timing, okay? First off, a few months before, we had conducted naval exercises in the South China Sea, and we were firing off missiles and doing all this stuff. We were flexing our military muscle at China, you know, in preparation for Obama's trip over there, where he's begging them to continue to take the U.S. dollar as a trading.
And their message was, we can blow L.A. off the map in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Now, exactly. So they were just, it was tit for tat. It's the saber rattle for saber rattle, except here's the thing. The Pentagon and the government cannot admit that that was a Chinese missile, even though it was not aimed at us. It didn't blow up. It didn't cause us any harm. It was just a little show of force. But they can't admit to it because, think about it, Alex, if they admit that the Chinese are able to slip a submarine up to within 35 miles of our coast and fire off a large missile, then the trillions of dollars that we've poured into our anti-missile defense system is wasted.
Well, I mean, if it's a suicide mission, they can't ever stop submarines. The Chinese have hundreds and hundreds of them. They just pull up and fire their Polaris knockoffs. Thanks to Bill Clinton and Donald Rumsfeld, they transferred all that stuff in the mid-1990s through Laura Allen Hughes to them.
That's right. And I've said for years, and I remember telling you this, Alex, that should Bill Clinton have been impeached? Absolutely. But it shouldn't have been for sex. It should have been for giving our weapons technology and nuclear technology to China.
But that's what the CFR wanted.
Exactly.
To watch those traitors sit around and brag how they're destroying America and how they're Maurice Strong and all of them moving to China. I'm telling you, now China's the biggest owner of our debt. I'm sick of it.
But Alex, I have to admit, I am puzzled by one thing. China obviously is building up a huge military. Their military leaders, as you have said and I've seen in the past, have said that war with the United States is inevitable. But wait a minute. Why would they want to knock off their greatest consumer base? I mean, go to Walmart. Everything in there is made in China.
But that's a phase to destroy all small businesses in Europe, England, and the United States. They're using globalism and mercantilism to deindustrialize for a post-industrial world. Once they've consolidated all power and wiped out their competition, then the wars, the starvation, the bioweapons will be used to wipe the population out, as Henry Kissinger said in 1973.
Okay. It is part of the eugenics plan and part of the depopulation plan, which, by the way, Alex, I cover in my new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. And just to show that these folks, they're not just saying that if we don't change our ways, we're going to have overpopulation problem. Prince Philip, I quoted Prince Philip, he says, if there is reincarnation, I want to come back as a deadly virus to help solve the overpopulation problem. So, Alex, as you well know, but most people hadn't quite got to this point, these folks, they're not just wanting to control us. They want to kill us. They want to reduce the world's population. It's all there.
No, it's all official. I've now got the Rockefeller Foundation documents, how they put it in the vaccines,
yeah,
what they do. And
that comes back to the chemtrails and everything else, the fluoridation of the water, the chemicals, bad food. They want to kill us. And people need to understand this because when you're sitting there preaching on street corner, Alex, and it's not just a philosophical debate. This is a matter of life and death.
I know, and I see bureaucrats and people and cops laugh at me sometimes. Most of them don't. I mean, because you got a uniform and a badge, you think you're part of the system, so the system couldn't do wrong. I mean, my biggest piece of evidence is the tens of thousands of admitted murderous chemical, biological, radiological test that our own government's done and every other major government's been caught, murdering their own military, their own bureaucrats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these people practice evil to see if they can get away with it. It's all very scientific. Now, listen, give me your WikiLeaks data.
Okay, quickly. Well, the WikiLeaks thing obviously is a ploy in a step towards trying to destroy the internet. But when you go back to it and look at it from its broadest perspectives, you have to wonder about this Assange character, where he came from, who are his ties. The thing that really gets me is that WikiLeaks is on Pirate Bay, P2P services out of Stockholm, Sweden, which is owned by Carl Lindstrom, a self-professed Swedish neo-Nazi. So, you know, wait a minute. Is this all, again, another false flag thing? They've admitted that none of the information that has been made public through WikiLeaks has actually done any harm. It's just kind of been buried to these governments, okay? So it's kind of like a limited hangout to get everybody upset. And now you have idiots that are saying, calling for Julian Assange today. They're calling for his execution. You know, and here's the thing. Years ago, if the playing field was level, as we've all been taught, and government's in its place to serve and protect us, and God's in the heaven and is all right with the world, well then, you know, I would tend to say, yeah, that's kind of bad, releasing out secrets from the government. But when you go back and see that the government has been caught lying to us, not once, twice, three times, four times, on and on and on, all they do is lie to us, then I'm sorry, anyone who tries to bring out truth, good, bad, or indifferent, we should be supporting that rather than condemning it. But I think it's so simply, considering the connection, it's just simply a ploy to raise up this public indignation.
Well, that's the psychological warfare op.
Exactly.
They make you support Assange, because if you don't support him, they're going to set the precedent to shut down the web and arrest people that are leaked information, like you or I, who've gotten many leaks over the years. But expanding on that, they now admit they're going to use it to start curtailing the web, and the UN has announced that just a few days ago. CTV out of Canada, internet groups fear UN could threaten cyberspace. They want to bring in a new sedition act.
Got the Cybersecurity Act of 2010 they're trying to push through, which gives the president a kill switch.
Yeah. No, it's very suspect. And Assange admits he's excised stuff at the request of agencies. So I can't sit in judgment of Assange. But the thing doesn't pass the smell test. And everything we predicted with it's now unfolded. Final segment with Jim Maher, straight ahead.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Mars is our guest. If you want to get his new book, it's a New York Times bestseller, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. We got it available right now at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore shopping carts. And you may know all about the New World Order and the banking takeover and what's happening. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. But I've never seen a time where people are more ready to be awakened. And you're also supporting the alternative press. We were talking about the alternative media. I've seen statistics even from CNN going back about 2 years ago. The alternative media 2 years ago passed the Rubicon and became more influential, more readers, more viewers, and is more trusted, more than 2-1, than the mainstream corporate media. So we've got this perfect storm of old media, government, mega corporations, all pushing now to censor the new media. They're scared, but I got news for them, Jim. I want to see if you agree. They're not putting the genie back in the bottle. They're not, you know, the cat's out of the bag. The people've had a taste of real, you know, news. It's over.
I totally agree. And with the internet, for example, it's global. They could try to, you know, China is still having all kinds of problems because they've tried to shut it down over there. But when you can put up servers in Sweden and in Russia and bounce it around to South Africa and then come back to India, I think the genie's out of the bottle. And I, unless there's some way to just, you know, completely turn off all electricity in the world, I don't see how they can shut it down.
China just banned Skype. I mean, how do you ban one of the most popular computer programs out there?
Exactly. But that shows how desperate they're getting. And, of course, they're getting desperate in this country, too. And they even have a worse problem here because they've got to somehow bulldoze their way through Congress and through everything else, through the FCC. And, you know, they've got a lot of control, but they don't have total control. And people are beginning to wise up and realize that.
Well, it's an incredible new book, and congratulations on it being so successful. The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Disasters, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. Again, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Jim, in just a minute or two, because we're almost out of time, and I appreciate you joining us here, one of the last shows of the year, to give us a synopsis of the book.
Okay, well, here's what's wrong with this country, here's who's behind it, and here's what to do about it. In a lot of my past books, Rule of Secrecy, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, et cetera, people always said, well, you're always telling us this bad news, you know, what can we do about it? What's the good news? So actually, there's a whole section in the back of my new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, that says, here are ways to fix a broken society. And there's a lot, and unfortunately though, most of them would all come back to either rescinding or passing new legislation, which then brings it back to Congress, which is either bought and paid for or totally intimidated through secret terror. So we've got to do something about shaking up Congress. We thought we had the opportunity this year in the off presidential election year elections, but as we can see, computer voting machines once again seem to have trumped public opinion.
No, things are a lot worse than we can even see on the surface. Folks, if the water looks rough on the surface, imagine what's going on right under the surface. I mean, Very serious times. Everyone needs to put out their maximum effort to resist the lies, the tyranny, and to offer the solutions of liberty every day. The fight is on. And as we end 2010, going into 2011, these are the times that try men's souls. It was the best of times, the worst of times. A lot of bad things are happening. But it isn't until things get rough that people finally get up off their hind ends. And that's starting to happen. The destiny of our society, of our species, of our children is unfolding right now. Jim Marrs, always wonderful having you on. God bless you. Let me say bye to you here at the end. Lou Rockwell and others coming up at InfoWars.com audio stream. Stay with us.